This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Minutes past the hour. It is the Good Day countdown of all the top stories and newsmakers of the week. For the week of October 24th through the 28th, lots of stories, lots of people in the news. We will get to them all this hour. Joining me, Doug Steffen, normally here. He is out on vacation. He's doing a little bit of traveling. He'll be back next week in his place. Lucky to have Victoria Keelan with us and Kara Schillen. Now, ladies, lots of big stories going on. I thought we could run down the top 10 stories of the week as designated by Talkers Magazine, and then we'll break them out and chat about them this hour on the show. At number 10, the World Series. Number
nine, a huge story,
right? At number nine, the Giants cutting Josh Brown from the NFL. At number eight, the Philippines and U.S. relations, which have been very strained as of late. At number seven, the reenlistment bonus case involving the National Guard in California. A huge story. We've been covering it a lot as well. At number five, the Russian military build up. At number four, Obamacare premium increases. At number three, voter fraud and tampering issues as we come up on Election Day. At number two, the congressional races. And, of course, the number one story of the week, again, just less than 2 weeks away, the presidential election. So let's start with sports. Let's start with the World Series. It is the Cubbies facing off against the Cleveland Indians. This has been a really great series between two teams that have had both of them had excellent seasons.
Yeah, and this weekend, Chicagoans have apparently been spending a lot of money in bars to right around Wrigley Field just to be close to the action, and maybe even hear some cheering from the crowd. So it's become such a big national story too. I mean, 108 years the Cubs haven't won, 40 something years that Cleveland hasn't won. So either way, I'm so excited. I don't normally pay that much attention to the World Series, but this year it's been so exciting so far.
Yeah, the last time the Cubs played a World Series game in their ballpark, Wrigley Field, was October the 10th, 1945. They lost that series to the Detroit Tigers in game number seven. And to add to the misery, I don't know if you remember this, but there was a curse that was put on the club just a few days earlier. We're in the vibe of Halloween. On October 6th, a Chicago tavern owner named William Slanis, people called him Billy, went to Wrigley Field intending to attend Game 4 with his pet goat, Murphy. But, according to the Billy Goat Tavern website, while both had tickets, the goat was denied entry. Fair decision, by the way. It's a fair call. No animals were allowed in the ballpark. Plus, Murphy smelled kind of bad. So, according to the legend, Billy Slanis threw up his arms and proclaimed, "The Cubs, they ain't going to win no more. The Cubs will never win a World Series so long as a goat is not allowed in Wrigley Field." Until this year, the Cubs hadn't been back since. Now, no word on if there's a goat living in the dugout with the Cubs. We don't know if they brought the goat in.
It's very Major League, right, with the voodoo and the animals.
Very much
so. There's something else going on.
Many Cubby fans thought that the team was actually hexed, that the ballpark was actually hexed. But this will be interesting to see how the series plays out. And again, Cub fans so excited. Those tickets just to watch a game near the stadium.
Yeah.
Right, Victoria? Hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
There has been one victim in all of this, though. White Sox fans are not happy. Have you heard about the controversy? Everyone's talking about Chicago hasn't had a World Series, and then some people are like, I seem to remember one. I think it was in 2005
where the White Sox won,
and no one cares. People went nuts this week on NBC's site and even ESPN. People were tweeting about it, and forgot to even include the White Sox. So I do feel sorry for White Sox fans. No one seems to care.
You know what? Don't worry. We'll dry their tears. And good thoughts to both teams, because both of them are on a huge drought from winning World Series championships. So good luck. It's been a fun series. All right. In at number 9 on the Talkers Countdown, the Giants, a lot of football news. The NFL suffering. Their ratings down 23%. They're off 23% this season. And now some news from the New York Giants. Victoria, you're in New York. What have you heard about this? The Giants releasing kicker Josh Brown on Tuesday, days after he admitted that he abused his wife. That news had become public. The team said that it was misguided in its previous attitude toward him. According to team president John Mara, they said that they believe they did the right thing at every juncture in their relationship with Josh Brown. But he said, quote, our beliefs, our judgments, and our decisions were misguided. We accept that responsibility. We hope that Josh will continue to dedicate himself to rehabilitation and to becoming a better person and father. Brown had released a statement on his part earlier on Tuesday apologizing, saying he has taken measures to get help for his alleged domestic abuse and wants to be a voice of change, not a statistic. So as a New Yorker, Victoria Keelan, what have you been hearing about this case?
Well, you know, it's a lot of Patriots fans are not happy about this news because he got a one-game suspension, whereas Tom Brady, who wasn't really, it was never even proven that he deflated the balls, he got a four-game suspension. So there's that. To me, the reason that he is no longer on the Giants is because he is a kicker, and they're easily replaceable. There's another story that's been brewing this week with, in Dallas, Ezekiel Elliott, who leads the NFL with 703 rushing yards. He apparently has some domestic violence claims against him, and the NFL says they're now investigating it. At first, they let it go because he is a star. So I think that once again, this is their preferential treatment being given to certain players, and other ones, kickers are a dime a dozen. It's okay, you know. It looks good for the Giants that they got rid of him. It looks good for the NFL that they got rid of him. But let's see what happens with, you know, when you have a real star like Ezekiel Elliott. Let's see what happens with that decision.
Well, and I think, you know, the NFL is doing a lot of talking and a lot of crying about why their ratings are down. I mean, 23% is a huge number, and it has to be. I mean, obviously, there have been some weird injuries, and maybe with the presidential election, people aren't paying as much attention. But you have to acknowledge that there is such a double standard that the NFL needs to fix if it wants to bring viewers back. And that includes how they treat their stars, how they treat people who are who have been found guilty of domestic violence. There are multiple cases there that just seem to run rampant within the NFL. You also have the Dallas Cowboys, who wanted to put a small patch honoring Dallas fallen police officers after the shooting there that were not allowed by the NFL because there was no money attached. Yet the Cleveland Browns were able to run out on the field doing a hands-up, don't-shoot maneuver based on a false narrative by the media over Michael Brown and Ferguson. So the NFL needs to do some housekeeping internally.
Absolutely.
Number 8 story of the week. Up next, it's 15 past the hour.
Calling all shoppers. This is one event you can't afford to miss. Kohl's 50% off sale this Thursday through Saturday. Take 50% off hundreds of items store-wide. Plus, take an extra 20% off. Plus, take an extra $10 off your purchase of $50 or more. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Plus, Yes to You members earn triple points. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 10/27 through 10/30. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen, in store only.
Okay, the first time we read this commercial, he got one. So I had to get one.
And we are both in love with this product.
The glass chair mat by Vitraza. They're unbelievable.
You know that junky plastic chair mat under your office chair or at home?
Ah, piece of garbage.
It's the ugliest thing in your office.
Vitroza glass chair mats are beautiful.
Durable.
Each one will support over 1,000 pounds. So it'll even hold me. They've got a 10-year warranty. And the way you feel rolling over smooth glass instead of cheap, crackly plastic, it's like working in a million-dollar office. And it's your office.
And we got to mention this. Shipping is absolutely free.
Absolutely. 10-year warranty. Scratch resistant. Stylish. Vitroza glass chair mats.
You can't get them at the office superstore. You got to order direct at Vitroza.com. That's V as in Victor. V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A. Vitroza.com.
Use the discount code RADIO to save 10% on any in-stock or custom size.
Vitroza.com.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
18 minutes past the hour. It is our Good Day look at the top stories and newsmakers of the week. We're running down the list, and at number 8 is the conflict between the Philippines and the U.S., the strained relations between our country and theirs, and it all sort of centers around the president of the Philippines. His name is Rodrigo Duterte, and he has done a lot of chatting over the past week or two. In fact, he's called the Pope a son of a bee. He's called Barack Obama, I told him to go to hell. He apparently, this just out, by the way, has decided that he promised God that he's going to stop cussing. So maybe the days of foul-mouthed President Duterte are over. I don't know. He made this stunning pledge on arrival in his southern hometown city after a trip from Japan. He said while flying home, he looked at the sky. Well, everyone was sound asleep, some snoring, he said. Nice way to point it out. And he heard a voice that said, if you don't stop with the cussing, I will bring this plane down. And so I said, who is this? He said, of course, it's God. So, hey, if God's talking to you on a plane, you better be listening. The president of the Philippines said he'll stop calling people names, he'll stop cussing. But this doesn't mean that the strained relationship is going to get any easier between the U.S. and the Philippines. Donald Trump, presidential candidate Donald Trump, weighed in on this whatever is going on between Duterte and President Obama. He said in an exclusive interview with Reuters on Tuesday that his recent statements against the U.S. show a lack of respect for the decades-old relationship that the Philippines and the U.S. have had. The Philippines are an ally of our country. Trump said, I think it's a horrible thing that the U.S. is reduced to being thrown out of a country. So this is pretty bad. You have Donald Trump on the campaign trail who's sort of lambasting Obama's lack of engagement with world leaders, blaming him for the downturn in the Philippines. But you also have a lot of world leaders who are sort of testing what the world is going to look like with the new president in place. Mm-hmm. And this Duterte is one of them.
Yeah. And now Duterte, you know, as soon as he denounced any partnership with the U.S., he did it in front of hundreds of Chinese officials. He wants to be in bed with China in a big, big way. So good luck with that. So we'll see how that what happens. And we'll see whoever the next president is, if they're going to get a sheepish call from Duterte. Hi, remember me? Can we be friends again?
Yeah.
So we'll see.
I mean, this is pretty dangerous, and this is one of the things that Trump has been speaking about on the campaign trail, is this kind of lack of power that the U.S. has at this moment in history. It used to be that the U.S. really set the stage for the world, and now you have the powers like Russia, you have the powers like China that are really trying to assert themselves and take control and take over that role that the U.S. has held for so many years. And obviously, things change. Our world is living and breathing. But to have these people like Duterte talking poorly about the country and then trying to get into bed with China, mm-hmm. it's a really dangerous sign of the times, and one that hopefully will be at least fixed or strengthened for the U.S. in the next few years. It's 21 past the hour. Good Day's look at the top stories of the week.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Of the week as determined by our friends at Talkers Magazine and Michael Harrison and the good folks over at Talkers doing a great job. They put out a top 10 list of stories and people making news. You can check it out at talkersmagazine.com. The number 7 story of the week is probably the most important for me personally. It's the one that I've been most cranked up about, Victoria and Kara.
Yeah.
Dougie, by the way, on vacation, will be back next week. This whole scenario, and if you haven't been following it, the recap is it came to light that many members of the National Guard in California have been asked to return signing bonuses that they were given 10 years ago at the height of the Iraq War. These people were asked to reenlist as we were in combat in Iraq and in Afghanistan, and for their services, they were promised a reenlistment bonus based on their specialty, based on their skill set. Well, now the Pentagon has started to ask for that money back, saying that it was given to these National Guardsmen in error. This has been a big problem for them because we're not talking about $5-$10. We're not talking about a $100 bonus. We're talking about $20,000. We're talking about $30,000. We're talking about, you know, large sums of money that now are being asked back from the Pentagon to people who have served our country and who have kept us safe and protected us, made the ultimate sacrifice. And
yeah.
This story caught fire. I mean, it was white hot this week when people found out, and people on both sides of the aisle, by the way, this brought Democrats, Republicans mm-hmm. all to the same table. And in response, Defense Secretary Ash Carter ordered the Pentagon on Wednesday to stop clawing back those bonuses that thousands of soldiers got for reenlisting to serve in Iraq and Afghanistan. Now, he's not ending this, which is the issue here for me. He's putting a hold on this. You think because you've got an election brewing? Don't misunderstand that this is politically motivated. He is putting this on hold. They will revisit in July, I believe. They'll do a quick review and decide how to fix this. But the fact that soldiers and National Guardsmen, again, leave their families to protect this country, were promised money, that's not on them to return it if they were promised something by mistake.
And I mean, to me, this was, I agree with you, Jen, this was my biggest story of the week, even though we're only at, number seven. But to me, this is a story that impacts so many people in this country, families, not just the servicemen themselves and women, but their families. I mean, this bonus money, you know, I was looking into it over the week that we've been talking about this, and when someone gets a $20,000 or $30,000 bonus, what do you think they did with that money? They bought a house, and that's a down payment. And so now what are they supposed to do? Are they supposed to call the college that they paid a year of tuition with or a half a year's tuition? Or do they sell their house in order to pay this money back? The government has not just saying, they're not just saying, oh, you know, send it back to us. They're demanding payment, repayment. Yeah. And some people have already been repaying this. So how do you fix the problem when some people have been paying it back, some people haven't yet? It's a big mess.
Yeah, and a lot of people had to mortgage houses, tax liens,
yeah.
You're right, to pay this money back. All right, the number six story of the week is the battle for the U.S. and Iraq versus ISIS in Mosul. This has gotten so ugly. The Islamic State using hostages as human shields in Mosul. As troops have gone through, they found that tons of Islamic State fighters are actually buried under the ground in Mosul. They had full little cities under there so that they could take cover while these air attacks and ground forces kind of went through Mosul to try to recapture that for Iraq. Tens of thousands of men, women, and children have been held hostage in the city of Mosul. ISIS has executed at least 232 people. That was as of this past Wednesday, according to the UN. Kurdish and Iraqi forces are closing in on the city, but ISIS has started shipping civilians from areas around Mosul into strategic areas like Raqqa. That will be the next site of battle. As we continue, it is a good day look at the top news stories of the week as determined by Talkers Magazine. It's 28 past the hour.
This report is brought to you by FedEx Office. Your home may be hiding a treasure trove, and FedEx Office has teamed up with eBay to help you unlock it. As you prepare for the change in seasons and to gear up for the holidays, there's no better time to declutter your home and earn some extra cash. According to a recent survey by the National Retail Federation, the average household has more than 50 extra or unused items worth about $3,000 if sold on eBay. Brian Phillips, President and CEO, FedEx Office.
We're proud to work with eBay to bring you the Valet Drop-Off program. We've made it simple. Our team members will walk you through the program details and screen merchandise for eligibility. They'll pack and ship items such as smartphones and tablets, small appliances, golf clubs, designer handbags, shoes, and more to the nearest eBay processing center. Since launching in May, we've handled more than 45,000 items so far, and we look forward to serving you too.
For more details about the Valet Drop-Off program, visit your local FedEx Office store.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money, or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about 10 bucks a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Issues, people, news stories of the week, and there have been a lot of them. Doug Steffen, he's out. He'll be back next week. Victoria Keelan is in. Kara Schillen is in. I am here. I'm Jennifer Horn. And these are stories and people making news this week as determined by Talkers Magazine. It's a great website, by the way. If you love talk radio, if you love hearing about issues and things that have people talking, you want to visit TalkersMagazine.com. Now, quickly, ladies, before we get back to the story, stories of the week. We're at number 5 on the list. We want to run through the people making news. At number 10, Josh Brown. He, of course, was cut by the Giants over allegations of domestic violence. Number 9, Rodrigo Duterte. He is the president of the Philippines, and he's now sworn that he will not cuss at world leaders anymore, so we can keep our fingers crossed at that. Paul Ryan in at number 8. Of course, he's out there stomping away to keep control for his party, the Republican Party, in the House of Representatives before Election Day. Rudy Giuliani, former mayor of New York and Trump surrogate, in at number 7 of people making news. Number 6, it's a double category, and it's because the two of them got into a gigantic fight this week on Fox News. Megyn Kelly and Newt Gingrich in at number 6. They got into a big war of words, a very heated exchange over the sex allegations against Donald Trump. Megyn Kelly saying the word sexual predator in reference to Donald Trump, and Newt Gingrich taking her to task. He's a Trump surrogate. In at number 5, Vladimir Putin. Number 4, Bill Clinton, who's been stomping around for Hillary Clinton, and sort of in a weird turn of events, spoiler alert, coming after President Obama for Obamacare out on the campaign trail for Hillary. At number 3, President Barack Obama himself. At number 2, Hillary Clinton. And of course, no one has been talked more about this week than Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. He's number 1 on the people making news list. Let's get back to our top stories list, ladies. The number 5 story of the week is the Russian military buildup. This is no joke. We have a lot of stories that we're focusing a lot. We're being very distracted by all of the he said, she said with the election, sexual allegations, WikiLeaks. All of this is going on and distracting the American people. Well, NATO and Russia are playing a very dangerous game with a military buildup. It's been billed as NATO's biggest military buildup on Russia's border since the Cold War. Britain is sending fighter jets next year to Romania. The U.S. is dispatching troops, tanks, and artillery to Poland, Germany, Canada, and other NATO countries. Also pledged forces at a meeting on Wednesday of defense chiefs in Brussels. This move is coming after Russia has been busy deploying hardware of its own. Earlier in the month, Moscow said it was stationing nuclear-capable missiles in one of their Baltic Sea, basically their exclaves. This week, two Russian warships armed with cruise missiles slipped into the Baltic Sea. Meanwhile, Russian aircraft carriers have been going through the channel en route to Syria. Spain said Moscow had withdrawn a request to refuel on Spain's North African coast, and Western suspicions the Russian fleet will be used to flatten civilians in Aleppo. Of course, Aleppo is the capital area of Syria where this huge war has been going on between the government and the people trying to take over there. ISIS is involved. This is a huge mess and increasing tensions around the globe, Victoria.
Yeah, well, yeah, and as soon as you mentioned the Baltic Sea, that reminds me, my grandfather fought in World War II, and he was in the Navy, and he was on a ship in the Baltic Sea. So it kind of makes me think, I correlate, oh boy, another World War? Like, I mean, it's scary, and I agree, there's been so much contention over really stupid things in the press here in the States. I mean, really, like, when you think about it, the name-calling and all this stuff, it is distracting the American people from what is going on with Putin and what might escalate over there, and it's scary.
These are huge issues. Again, we don't like to get too political during this hour, but when you have President Obama, who has a different style of leadership than we're used to seeing, and we could debate whether that's good or bad, but what it has done is it has weakened the U.S.'s force in kind of the leadership of the world, of the globe, right? And so that has made room for Vladimir Putin, who would love to take over the role of head guy in charge, right? He'd love to be more powerful than the U.S. You see China, who through their dealings and through their money and their economy, they're trying to take that role. And this is going to be a really serious issue here for the U.S. to deal with if we want to maintain our power, sort of the power structure that we've been used to in at least the landscape of the globe. We'll continue to follow that story. The number 4 story of the week involves President Obama. The Obamacare premium increases have come at a time at 2 weeks away from an election where this could really matter to Hillary Clinton. It could be a game changer. The polls are starting to tighten up. It looks like Donald Trump is in more favor, even though he still trails Hillary Clinton. And I think a good part of that comes from the news about these premium hikes. Obamacare premiums said to rise on average 25%
in 2017 in the 39 states that use the federal exchange, the healthcare.gov site. These rate hikes are going to vary widely across different cities and states, but they're most important for the election, at least, in the battleground states that are going to determine this election. That's Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and North Carolina, in my estimation. According to administration figures, the average premium increase for the Silver Plan will rise 116% in Arizona, 40% in North Carolina, and 53% in Pennsylvania. Keep an eye on Pennsylvania because this is one of the most important states for whoever wins, Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, to pick up. Hillary's been doing very well in the polls there, but Donald Trump has a stronghold with blue-collar workers. And if he's able to stay on message about how bad, that, I mean, a 53% in Obamacare, how much extra money that will take out of the middle class's pockets,
yeah,
this could be really a game changer for Hillary Clinton.
I mean, I agree with President Obama, who said this earlier this week. He said, you know, he said the health plan, universal health care, doesn't need to be destroyed. It needs to be reformed. It's not perfect. It never was. He never said it was perfect. It needs to be changed. I love having insurance. I'm an independent, self-employed person, and I need health care, and I like having health care, but right now it's just too expensive, and it needs to be changed. And I think everyone can easily agree on that, regardless of what side of the party line you are on. Everyone needs to have affordable health care.
Health care is an issue, but really what's happened here is that we've been lied to. The American people have been lied to. I understand that President Obama wanted to do some good and provide health care. It's been an issue of initiative of Hillary Clinton's as well. She couldn't quite get it done in the 90s, but we should not be kidding ourselves that Obamacare was ever set up to actually work. What's happening is that the system was set up so that it would be so top-heavy that it would sort of topple itself, and that the government would have to step in, and that this will become a single-payer system, much like they have in Canada. The problem is that idea would not have sold to the American people several years ago when it was being thrown around. So they had to create this version of Obamacare that will be out of business. If it continues this way, it will be out of business in the next two or three years.
It will.
And it will be replaced with a single-payer system. So I think we need to talk about it. I mean, I don't know if any of us want to get on waiting lists like they do in Canada when we have serious medical conditions. You know, there needs to be really serious talk, and this is why you see some issues with the Never Trump faction of the Republican Party, who were voted in, by the way, in a mandate 2 years ago to actually do something about Obamacare, to try to fix it, and instead they just sort of froze in place and nothing has been fixed. So
right.
I am hopeful, and I think this is, again, one of those things where we can find common ground, that there's a bipartisan committee that comes together to come up with an idea that really does fix
That's
this
my
program.
Hope. Yeah, that is my absolute hope for everyone, because as a woman, especially, you know, female health care is so important, and it's just to not have anything is just not the answer. So I hope that we can reach across the aisle on this one.
Number three on the list is voter fraud tampering issues. This has been a story you've heard a lot. Donald Trump out there talking about the rigged system, that there is a rigged system going on. That's a way for him to rally his base, to make sure they go to the polls and that they keep an eye out when they're there. Apparently now Donald Trump claims he has evidence of voting fraud in Texas. I've heard a couple of people talk to the media and all sorts of media. This wasn't just Fox News, about some of their experiences with early voting. And it seems to boil down to the electronic machines where you have a touch screen, you're able to vote for your ticket, and then when you press submit, people were reporting that if they were voting for Donald Trump, it would flip to Hillary Clinton. Now, they're saying that this isn't the sign of, like, some rigging in the system, that this is actually just an issue with these voting machines, but one that needs to be corrected, and it makes you think, let's just go back to the old-fashioned way with the bingo markers and the bubbles to fill in.
Well, in New York City, where I live, that is what we do.
That's what we do, too,
in
California.
It's so antiquated. But yeah, you're right. Maybe that's better. And, you know, maybe that is better. I mean, computers, the more, and I am such a fan of technology, but the more we have technology ruling our lives, the more chance there is for stuff to go wrong and glitches. I mean, our whole, you know, our households are run by technology now, and they can be hacked. So maybe the old-fashioned check this box or check that box might work.
And, you know, and really, truly, if we're worried about hacking, and we've seen a lot of evidence of why we should be, it does seem that the old-fashioned way might be the best way.
Yep.
All right. When we come back, the top stories of the week, as voted by Talkers Magazine, and no surprise, it involves the upcoming election, both the presidential and the congressional races. That's next. It's Good Day's look at the top stories of the week from Talkers Magazine at 45 past the hour.
Calling all shoppers. This is one event you can't afford to miss. Kohl's 50% off sale this Thursday through Saturday. Take 50% off hundreds of items store-wide. Plus, take an extra 20% off. Plus, take an extra $10 off your purchase of $50 or more. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Plus, Yes to You members earn triple points. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 10/27 through 10/30. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I can have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Am I on vacation right now?
All right, welcome back. This is a Good Day look at the top stories and newsmakers of the week. We're going through the top 10 list as determined by Talkers Magazine. You can check them out at talkersmagazine.com. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan joining me and Kara Schillen. Doug Steffen, who is usually the king of this hour of radio, is actually taking some well-deserved time off. He'll be back next week. Now, the final two stories of the week, the top two stories of the week, I should say, number two, the congressional races running around the country, and number one, the presidential election. I thought, ladies, if you don't mind, we could combine those two because both of them are all in preparation. These conversations all in preparation for Election Day, which is coming up on November the 8th. If you look at a website called Real Clear Politics, it gives you a really good idea as to where we are with this race. Real Clear Politics takes polling from all over, at least polls that they deem to be scientific. They exclude online polls, and they put together an electoral college map, and every day this map changes. States might be Democratic solidly, they might lean Democratic, they might be a toss-up, they might lean Republican or be fully in the likely Republican camp. Right now it's pretty interesting. If you look at the Senate, the battle for the Senate, there's been a lot of speculation that many people in the Republican Party who are disenfranchised with Trump are trying to tack on maybe his lack of popularity might lead to a change up in the Senate. Currently, the Republicans hold control over the Senate, but not by much. If you look at the Real Clear Politics average today, it seems that it's going to be a really close election. I think many people predicted that that there would be a little bit of a shift in the Senate, only by a couple of seats. I've heard many people say 6 or 7 seats, which would lead to a Senate majority, either a tie or maybe a majority shift by 1 or 2 seats to the Democrats. This is not uncommon. But right now, the Real Clear Politics average has the prediction coming out as 47 seats going to the Democrats, 46 going to the Republicans, with 7 states still in toss-up. The ones that we're focusing on here, those toss-up states, also very important for the presidential election, are Nevada, Florida, Missouri, Indiana, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and New Hampshire. Keep an eye on those states. However, the deciding factor could come down to Marco Rubio in Florida, who new polling shows is now up 10 points on his opponent, Patrick Murphy. Keep an eye on Florida. They will probably determine whether or not the Republicans keep control of the Senate. Now, 2 weeks away, less than 2 weeks away from Election Day, the polls have been tightening as well in the presidential race. Donald Trump seeming to do a little bit better, Victoria. But Hillary Clinton still solidly in the lead. What do you predict happening here in the next week in our last 10 seconds here?
Oh.
No pressure.
Someone's going to get elected.
There you go.
I don't know who.
Keep an eye on those polls. And again, the swing states, Florida, North Carolina, Virginia, Arizona, Nevada, will be key in the upcoming presidential race. It's 50 past the...
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Victoria Keelan. Doug is in England on vacation. He'll be back next week. And Jennifer Horn, our other lovely co-host, just had to hop out of the show into the studio. So we are joined by our movie guru, Chuck Curry. And Chucker, we've been doing Halloween themes all week and scary movies. This theme song doesn't sound that scary to me. Is this attached to a scary movie?
Psycho, 1960.
And I've never seen Psycho, but...
Really? Okay. Alfred Hitchcock, it's one of his great movies. And shocked audiences back in 1960, actually killing off the main character, played by Jen Lee, halfway through the movie. I'll tell you a quick story, how desensitized we are now to violent content in the horror films. I had a friend who's much older than me, who's probably in his early 70s, told me in 1960 when he saw Psycho in a movie theater, when people left the theater at the end, straight strangers actually were holding hands.
Wow.
Walking out of the theater because it frightened them that much. Now, I did a revival of Psycho last year. It's you know, compared to today's content, it's not graphic. It's not overly scary. It's a very good movie with a terrific lead performance by Anthony Perkins as the character of Norman Bates in the film. But, you know, in 1983, they did a sequel called Psycho 2, in which Anthony Perkins reprised his role as Norman Bates. It was directed by a guy named Richard Franklin. I think it's one of the most underrated, underseen sequels of all time. I think it's a terrific movie, Psycho 2 with Anthony Perkins, because the character of Norman sort of is played like an anti-hero in that film. And I like the sequel a lot as much as I like the original. Perkins came back and directed himself a Psycho 3, which I like. Very violent movie a few years later. But the Psycho franchise, I think, is overall pretty good.
So I just learned something new. I didn't know it was a franchise. I never knew there was a Psycho 2 or a Psycho 3.
There's also a Psycho 4, which they did as a TV movie, which I like also. But, yeah, Psycho in 60, Psycho 2, 83, Psycho 3, I think, a year later. And then a few years after that, they did Psycho 4 as a TV film, which is currently on the DVD. Yeah, it's absolutely a franchise. And there's also a TV series on the A&E channel.
And that's a very popular show. People love that show.
Yeah. Yep.
So it's this was definitely the gift that keeps on giving then, as far as horror movies go.
Absolutely. Now, in terms of horror movies, I just to tell you what I recommend if people want to watch a horror movie over the weekend. These are my top five horror movies. Number five would be The Fly from 1986, Jeff Goldblum. I think it's one of his best performances. Co-stars Gina Davis, directed by David Cronenberg. Number four would be The Shining from 1980, Stanley Kubrick's masterpiece with Jack Nicholson. Number three, I would say Halloween, but it's actually Halloween 2, the sequel from 81. I really dig that film. Number two would be Dawn of the Dead from 78. Now, before Walking Dead, there was George Romero, and he made three amazing zombie movies. The first, Night of Living Dead, the sequel, Dawn of the Dead in 78, which I regard as the Gone with the Wind Victoria of horror movies.
Really?
And yeah,
I've seen Shaun of the Dead, but I've never seen Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah, it was shot in the Monroeville Mall in Pennsylvania. He shot it on a budget of $1 million. And it feels like a $10 million epic back in the day. And my number one horror movie has always remained the same. It is The Exorcist from 1973, as I think it's the absolutely perfect film. Actually, what I'm going to do tonight, I'm doing a screening at my local theater of Texas Chainsaw Massacre from 2013. And the guy who played Leatherface, Dan Yeager, is going to come to the theater in East Stroudsburg, and I'm going to do a Q&A after the film.
Oh, great. Now, if somebody is in the East Stroudsburg area, where can they get tickets for that?
It's at the Pocono Cinema in East Stroudsburg, 88 South Quillen Street, Pocono Cinema. You can just go on Facebook or the webpage. I'll be there at 9. It starts at 9:15 tonight, which should be a lot of fun.
Great. Well, if you're out there listening and you're in this East Stroudsburg area, go see our movie guru, Chuck Curry, tonight. That sounds like a lot of fun. And one of the other movies on your list, I totally agree with you. I love Halloween 2. I like that better than the original.
Yeah, it's a little bit more graphic, but it's Halloween 1 from 78 and Halloween 2 from 81 really play like one long film and
they
feel
do.
Very similar in tone, despite the fact they have different directors. Carpenter directed the first one, and a guy named Rick Rosenthal directed the sequel. But
it almost feels like they did film one long movie and then they just cut it in half, because it picks up right where it left off. Halloween 2,
I mean, that's what I like about it. But actually,
they
waited a few years to film it, but it does feel what they say seamless in the business.
Yes. All right, Chuck Curry, our movie guru, he'll be back on Monday with one more Halloween pick. It's On Air with DJV.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.